This is Akashvani, the news read by Sunil Verma. As Operation Sindoor completes 1 year today, Prime Minister Narendra Modi has changed his display picture on social media to honour the valour of the Indian Armed Forces. He has also urged the countrymen to change display pictures on all social media handles as a mark of respect to our forces and their success during Operation Sindoor. Along with the Prime Minister, his cabinet colleagues have also changed their display pictures across all social media handles. The picture has a black background with the words Operation Sindoor and the national flag on top of it. During Operation Sindoor, armed forces showcased unparalleled courage, precision and resolve. Every citizen of the country takes pride in their indomitable courage, unwavering resolve and dedication to duty. The Indian Army today shared a video marking a year of Operation Sindoor, India's calibrated and precise response to Pakistan-sponsored terrorism. In a social media post, the Indian Army highlighted the country's resolute response and reaffirmed its commitment to safeguarding the country's sovereignty and the citizens.
India will identify, track and punish every terrorist and their backer.
Terror or talk ek saath nahi ho sakta. Terror or trade ek saath nahi chal sakte. Aur pani aur khoon bhi ek saath nahi beh sakta.
Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has hailed the valour and sacrifices of the Indian Armed Forces on the anniversary of Operation Sindoor. In a social media post, the Defence Minister underlined that the courage and dedication of the country's armed forces continue to safeguard the nation. He added that their actions during the operation reflected unmatched precision, seamless jointness and deep synergy across services, setting a benchmark for modern military operations. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said that Operation Sindoor stands as an epochal mission of India that will always remind the country's enemies of the infallible striking power of the armed forces. In a social media post marking 1 year of Operation Sindoor, Mr. Shah saluted the unparalleled valour of the country's forces. Bihar Chief Minister Samrat Chaudhary will expand his cabinet today. BJP State President Sanjay Saraogi informed that Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Union Home Minister Amit Shah, BJP National President Nitin Naveen, along with several NDA senior leaders, will attend the swearing-in ceremony to be held at Gandhi Maidan in Patna. Congress Party in Kerala is continuing the discussions at Thiruvananthapuram to form the new government in Kerala. Congress-led UDF, which secured 102 out of 140 assembly seats in the state, will approach the governor once he reaches Thiruvananthapuram from Chennai. Kerala Governor Rajendra Vishwanath Arlekar, who is also holding the additional charge of Tamil Nadu, is in Chennai now. In Tamil Nadu, DMK Chief M.K. Stalin has said that his party respects the people's mandate for a new party assuming power in the state and he does not want another election or a constitutional crisis. He also said that his party will not stay in the way for the formation of a new government. Mr. Stalin also rejected the rumours that DMK is in talks with AIADMK to form the next government. Delhi will host Commonwealth Table Tennis Championship 2026 at the Tyagaraj Stadium with players from more than 35 countries expected to participate. Jointly organised by Delhi Government and Table Tennis Federation of India, the championship will be held from July the 27th to August the 2nd. Chief Minister Rekha Gupta announced that Delhi has a long legacy of hosting international sporting events and the championship will further strengthen the city's position on the global sporting map. And in IPL cricket today, Lucknow Super Giants will face Royal Challengers Bengaluru at Bharat Ratna Shri Atal Bihari Vajpayee Ikana Cricket Stadium, Lucknow. The match will start at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.